We're here today, Julie Van Onselen and myself. I'm Emma LaRue. Both of us are here today to talk about demoscopy use in primary care to support us with improving our recognition of common skin lesions. Just to introduce myself, I'm a GP with a specialist interest, and I'm leading the Royal College of GPs Dermatology Spotlight Project, which is a project designed to highlight the importance of skin conditions in primary care and support all of the primary care team in managing these commonly seen skin problems. Julie, could you introduce yourself and what your role is?
Hello, my name's Julie Van Onselen and I'm a dermatology specialist nurse, but I've worked in primary care for the last 15 years. I currently have a role in a primary care skin cancer clinic and I do skin assessments with demoscopy and teledermatology.
Just to talk a little bit around the challenges that we're facing in primary care and for patients who are struggling with long wait times for dermatology appointments. We know that in primary care, up to one in four patients very commonly present with skin problems. And yet, historically, as GPs and other practitioners in the primary care team, we've had very limited training in dermatology. Rates of skin cancers are increasing and dermatology referrals are rising significantly. So GPs and other members of the healthcare professional team are just not expert in recognising some of the common benign lesions, and many of these end up being referred under the suspected skin cancer 2-week wait urgent cancer pathway. And as a result of that, there's often a lot of anxiety for patients. In recent years, there has been a shift towards bringing demoscopy skills into primary care. Now, this is a handheld instrument. A dermatoscope is a handheld instrument that combines both magnification with light and a special polarizing filter so that we can see exciting colors and structures in the skin that we wouldn't normally be able to see, even with ordinary magnification. And really, it's just an examination tool, just like we use an ophthalmoscope or an oroscope to examine the eyes and the ears. We can use a dermatoscope to look at lesions on the skin. Julie, you've recently learnt some demoscopy skills. Can you just talk a little bit about what made you want to start learning those skills and how did you get going? What training did you have?
It was a year ago when I decided to take the skin cancer assessment nurse role, which was a new role, although I had looked down a dermatoscope before with a GP I worked with. So I had to learn to use it myself. Initially, I went on a training day and learnt some of the theory and saw it in practice. And then I actually had a clinical supervisor and I sat and watched them, and then they supervised and assessed me to the point where they felt I could fly solo and run my own clinic.
Do you have your own dermatoscope, Julie?
Yes, I do. I've got a hybrid mid-range dermatoscope which has polarising and non-polarising view, which I would absolutely recommend having the two views.
Did you purchase that device yourself or was that funded for you?
This was funded for me within my role. Obviously, that could be an issue about funding, but I think once you learn to use it, you'll find if you recognise benign lesions that you don't have to send up on a 2-week wait, it would quickly pay for itself, I think.
I think that's right. I mean, obviously, for your role, it's been funded. I know a lot of CCGs and certain practices in certain areas of the country are looking to purchase at least one dermatoscope for each practice so that, you know, as members of the team, we can have access to one of those devices and at least be able to take photographs through the device, which, as you said, can be sent up on the e-referral, the advice and guidance referral system for specialist advice when we're not sure what a lesion is or how to manage it. Just talk a little bit about how you felt when you first started using it and how you found it.
Well, I have to admit, Emma, I was really quite daunted because I think the question that you always think when you start is, what if I miss something? But actually, the more you use it, the more you get to see the normal, particularly normal nevi, angioma, dermal nevi, seborrheic keratoses. And then when you do see something that causes concern, you think you want and you need, you know, you need to take a photograph. You do, and you always have to have the email referral and the option to take an image to send to a dermatology. So I have a very simple mantra, which is, if I see a lesion and I'm concerned, I say, if in doubt, check it out, take a photograph and send it away. And so, you know, I think the more you see of the normal, the more you then recognise the abnormal as well. But you have to practice. You have to get practice with the normal lesions.
I totally agree with that. It's just about looking at a lot of normal things, and then you start to pick up those, you know, sort of ugly duckling type lesions, which we can come on to later. You mentioned that if you're not certain, you use it to take a photograph through the dermatoscope and send it off for a specialist device. How easy do you find it to take a photo through the dermatoscope?
Again, I was a bit worried about the technology because I didn't really think I was a person who was good at that. But actually, I soon got into the swing of it, and I now quite enjoy taking my photographs and sending them off. And I think, you know, that's a skill perhaps some people have to learn, but other people that might come quite naturally as well.
I agree. There are lots of attachments that can go onto either mobile devices or onto cameras that you can use to take a photo through the dermatoscope. And a lot of areas of the country now have these advice and guidance referral systems, so you can send an image very quickly, quite easily. You know, at the end of your surgery, you can attach the image to the clinical record and then upload it for an e-referral advice. And you can get an answer within 48 hours often as to what the specialist thinks the lesion is and how it might best be managed. And I think that's brilliant for our patients because, you know, the anxiety caused with a cancer referral can cause a lot of stress for patients, whereas if we're uncertain about a lesion, perhaps it's best to go down the route of sending a photo first before we do that referral.
I absolutely agree. I think patients get so upset and worried and they hear the word cancer, whereas if you can say we just need some specialist advice on this lesion and then see what we need to do, whether you do need to go and see someone or whether we actually don't need to worry, I think is much fairer and kinder on patients as well.
How has it changed your practice and your confidence when you examine a patient's skin, Julie?
Oh, I think enormously. It's just a wonderful way to be able to fully assess skin. And as a dermatology specialist nurse, I've always enjoyed, and it's always been part of my work, assessing skin. But the dermatology opens up this whole really exciting world. And it's so interesting to actually look at all the clues, the visual clues, really examine the morphology and, you know, really get to know what lesions look like. I really couldn't examine skin now without a dermatoscope.
If you were sort of having to give advice to anyone who was thinking about learning those skills, what would you say to them?
I think the one thing I would say first, alongside using the dermatoscope, is that it's still, history taking is still really, really important. You do need to ask patients about any lesions they're worried about, how long they've been there, if they're new lesions, if they're growing rapidly, or you know, raised lesions. You know, there are certain red flags you get initially from assessing the patient. And then when you examine the skin, you can put the history together with the signs you're seeing. So that's definitely the best way forward.
You mentioned before that, you know, try and practice on even your family members or colleagues if you're not certain and you're just literally starting out. It's a good idea just to put the dermatoscope even on all the normal spots that you think are your average seborrheic keratosis, for example. You still look at those because you can learn a lot and you get the pattern recognition skills through looking at normal lesions. How do you think that primary care practitioners can go about? You mentioned having on-the-job training, doing a training day. Are there any other resources that you're aware of that practitioners can go to learn these skills?
Yes, there's lots of resources, and this is why the RCG Spotlight project is so fantastic, because on the toolkit you will find a whole list of dermoscopy resources, and they're all very visual. They're online, there's an excellent Facebook page, there are several apps as well, so I think you certainly can use the resources recommended in this toolkit to really help you along, as well as maybe thinking about attending a day's training as well.
I think that's right. And there's also lots of, as you mentioned, websites, blogs, YouTube videos. There's a whole lot of resources. There's not just one way of learning dermoscopy. And obviously, once you get into it, even using the advice and guidance referral system, you can learn from the information that comes back from the specialists on lesions that you've actually looked at yourself. So How do you think we can advise, once we've done our skin checks and we've looked at the lesions and used our dermatoscope, how do you advise patients about sort of monitoring their skin beyond the consultation after they've seen you?
The education role within my clinic is crucially important, really, because in the NHS there's no option for skin checks, unlike other screening for the five big cancers. So actually self-examination is really, really important. So I generally keep it quite practical and say try and have a really, really good look at your skin, maybe once every 3 to 4 months. Use your partner to have a look at your back. Tell them about the ugly duckling signs. If you see something, a new mole, you know, particularly if you know you're over the age of 35, we do grow new moles in our teens and 20s, to be alerted. Anything that changes, anything that looks different. And, you know, also all the good advice also about sun awareness and good sun protection as well.
I quite often also just talk about taking photographs themselves, having a record themselves, particularly of their back, because it's not an area of your skin that you can look at yourself. So if you have a photo every sort of 4 months of your back, if you notice, as you said, a new ugly duckling, something that just looks different to the previous pictures or something that's changing, you should always go and get yourself checked. So we just sort of wrap up really with talking. We've talked a lot about that dermoscopy is a relatively new skill for practitioners in primary care. But once we start using one of those devices, it actually becomes, as you said, really hard to imagine not having one available to examine someone's skin. I guess the key thing that I wanted to sort of talk about was that you don't have to be an expert at the beginning. You will learn the pattern recognition and the skills, but in the beginning, if you can just get good at putting the dermatoscope on a patient's skin lesion, learning how to take a photo and sending it for specialist advice, that in itself is a really useful skill and will support your patients so that they can be managed better, firstly in the community, and get more timely sort of management if they do need it in the specialist services. So I'd like to thank you ever so much for being part of this podcast. And all the resources that we've talked about are available on the Royal College of GPs Dermatology Toolkit. And that's freely available to anyone to look at. And specifically for dermoscopy, there's sections on how to get started with it, how to take photographs, and resources on how to get training in dermoscopy. Thank you.
Thank you.